This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by CHS. I'm Riley Smith. Thanksgiving dinner will be slightly cheaper, but still historically pricey this year. We'll have more right after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
The American Farm Bureau Federation Thanksgiving Cost Survey shows the traditional ingredients in a holiday dinner will cost a little less this year over last year. Volunteer shoppers calculated the cost of a typical Thanksgiving Day meal for 10 people. Barrett Nelson, an economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said they found that prices are still historically high.
So according to our volunteer shoppers, the average cost of a Thanksgiving meal for 10 people is $58.08, or about $5.80 a person. This is about 5% lower than last year, but it's almost 20% higher than just 5 years ago. So even though we've had 2 years of decline in prices, this doesn't erase the dramatic increases that we saw that led to record high prices in 2022.
Nelson said shoppers will see increases in the price of several major Thanksgiving foods.
The biggest increases were kind of in some of the big ticket items. So we had foods like stuffing and dinner rolls. These went up by about 8%. The biggest price increase was in the price of cranberries. So this was up 12% this year. And something to keep in mind is that cranberries saw a significant decrease last year, around 18% drop in prices. According to our survey, this year's price increase puts cranberries closer to the historic norms.
Nelson added that this year's basket of goods reflects the overall economy.
While inflation has slowed down, it really hasn't slowed down enough to bring costs back down to these pre-pandemic levels. So it's really important to remember that our farmers and ranchers, like our consumers, are also dealing with inflation. So the cost of supplies to grow food has gone up, while USDA predicts that net farm income is going to be down nearly 25% compared to just 2 years ago.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.